April 9th, 1903. Work for the Master. Ellen G. White. With every age, God's plan deepens and broadens. His people are to adjust their movements to His progressive plan. They are to move forward with the force of omnipotence because they move in harmony with the divine purpose. They are to seize every opportunity to bless the world lying in darkness. Our church members should show greater devotion. They should labor with greater zeal for the promulgation of the last message of mercy. Now is the time for all to work. Now is the time to separate from every species of self-indulgence. Those who are engaged in the Lord's service are to labor unselfishly, pressing together in Christian unity. They are to love as brethren. They are to be kind and courteous. Their influence is to be a savor of life unto life. Many young men and women now engaged in secular labor will feel impressed to give themselves to the service of God. Some will feel a desire to enter the canvassing field and will become able evangelists. Let these be given opportunity to obtain an education for the work of God. Those who are impressed to enter the work, whether in the home field or in the regions beyond, are to go forward in the name of the Lord. If they depend on God for grace and strength, they will succeed. At the beginning, their work may be small, but if they follow the Lord's plans, it will enlarge. God lives. He will work for the unselfish, self-sacrificing laborer, whoever and wherever he may be. God does not ask His servants to show their devotion to Him by burying themselves in monasteries or by going on long pilgrimages. It is not necessary to do this in order to show a willingness to deny self. It is by working for those for whom Christ died that we show true love for Him. By humiliation, suffering, and death, Christ purchased the salvation of human beings. Those who love Him will think how He laid aside His glory and came to this earth to live the life of the poorest, suffering often from hunger. Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, He said, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay His head. To each human being, God has assigned a work. Abraham was called to go forth from his home, a light-bearer to the heathen. And without questioning, he obeyed. He went out, not knowing whither he went. So today, Christ's servants are to go where He calls, trusting Him to guide them and give them success. God's people are to feel a noble, generous sympathy for every line of work carried on in the great harvest field. By their baptismal vows, they are pledged to make earnest, self-denying efforts to promote, in the hardest parts of the field, the work of soul-saving. God has placed on every believer the responsibility of striving to rescue the helpless and the oppressed. To those who profess to believe in Him, God says, "Go forth to all parts of the world and diffuse the light of My truth, that men and women may be led to Christ." Let us awake to our duty. Let us do all that we can to help forward the Lord's work. Let superficial excuses be blown to the winds of heaven. No longer grieve the Spirit of God by delaying. Forget not the words, "We are laborers together with God." Cooperate with the angels sent down from the heavenly courts to minister to those who shall be heirs of salvation. Time is passing. The end is near. While you are unconsecrated, golden opportunities for helping souls to see Jesus as He is, full of grace and truth, are passing by, never to return. That which you have not done as a devoted Christian in the year now past into eternity, you cannot now do. But through the grace of Christ, you may redeem the time by redoubling your efforts. Let your interest in the souls for whom Christ has died deepen and broaden. Inquire not, "What shall this man do?" For then Christ would say to you, as he said to Peter, "What is that to thee?" Keep your own soul in the love of the truth, and work with untiring endeavor to win souls to the Savior. Earnest, self-sacrificing workers are needed, workers who will go to God and with strong crying and tears plead for the precious souls who are going to ruin. There can be no harvest without seed sowing, no result without effort. The work is fast closing up, and on every side wickedness is increasing. We have but a short time in which to work. Let us awake from spiritual slumber and consecrate all that we have and are to the Lord. His Spirit will abide with true missionaries, furnishing them with power for service. God is an overflowing fountain of strength. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. When this power is utilized, it will be found to be more than sufficient to meet the power of the enemy. Mrs. E. G. White.